let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Nancy Lynn Harris, M.A., shaman, spiritual teacher, is the founder of God Spirits United, LLC, a company that helps people recover from medically incurable illnesses and addictions by teaching them how to shift their energy for healing. She offers shamanic treatments, counseling, books, and workshops. Nancy is a graduate of the Four Winds Society. She was trained as a spiritual teacher by the Eschatology Foundation in Los Angeles. Her book that we'll be talking about, Miracles Master the Art, teaches people how to heal themselves without medicine by consciously changing their attitudes, feelings, and beliefs from negative to positive. It includes a 12 Steps to Heal Yourself Without Medicine guide to help you discover the specific positive words that you will need to heal your illness, help you understand that we live in a spiritual universe misunderstood to be physical, and teaches you how to control the pure spirit energy that you were made of. Nancy says that by learning to control your thought choices and attitudes, and by adding certain words to your thinking, you will control your own health, wealth, and peace of mind. Nancy Lynn Harris, author of Miracles Master the Art, our guest on today's This Week in America. By the way, the book recommended by the U.S. Book Review. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Love being.
This is such a fascinating topic, and one, and the time will go by way too quickly. So much I'd like to talk about on the program today. One thing that's striking is your willingness in the book to share personal experiences of what you went through and how you were able to come through and change the attitude of what happened. Let's start by talking about the story of healing glaucoma. This is an interesting story and very enlightening how you got through this. Talk about that story, because it is quite personal.
Yes. After I had been married several years and my husband and I had three small children, our second son, Michael, was born with congenital glaucoma. And we had... My mother-in-law was very controlling, and she loved her family deeply, but she wanted her way. And this caused a lot of pressure in my mind, and it didn't occur to me until Mike was 9 years old and I was taking some special training that I was feeling so pressured that it was reflecting on my child's eyes. And once I learned that, now, this was mother, you know, I respected her.
Yes.
And you didn't say no to mother. You didn't. And that's the way it was. But I had to get up the courage to say no to her, because somebody in my teacher told me that that is probably this pressure. This was the source of the pressure. And I had to do something about that, because the doctors could not heal glaucoma. They had operated on his eyes twice, surgery, making the slits bigger for the fluid to flow through so he wouldn't go blind. But this is your optic nerve that glaucoma damages. And so anyway, my mother-in-law called one afternoon, and she said, it was probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and she said, can you come to dinner tonight? And she meant all of us, of course, my three children and my husband and myself. And I said, no, no. This was the first time I had ever said no.
Wow.
I was having a good time, I'll tell you. And so she hung up. And 5 minutes later, she called back. And she said, can you come to dinner tonight? As if she had not called before at all. And I said no. And she said, well, this may be the last time we can ever be together. Father may die today, you know, or tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
And I said, no, thank you. We just cannot come tonight. She hung up. 5 minutes later, this all took place in 15 minutes, you know. 5 minutes later, she called back and she said, can you come to dinner tonight? As if she had not called at all. And I said, no, thank you. No, thank you. We are not coming to dinner tonight. And she hung up and she didn't call back. And shortly after that, my son's glaucoma disappeared. And he had had it for 9 years, two surgeries, doctors constantly, drops, you know, forever.
Yes.
No. And, that was the end of the glaucoma. So, you know, if you want to heal glaucoma, all you have to do is ask yourself, what is the source of the pressure in your life? If you want to get over your glaucoma, say no to that person or that thing. It's not a medical condition. It's an attitude problem. And so is everything else. that is called a medical problem. And change your attitude and you don't have the illness anymore.
And all of that is outlined in the book Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness by Nancy Lynn Harris, our guest on the program. The book has received excellent recognition. I mentioned the recommended by the U.S. Review. Awards as well. Talk about the awards that you've received.
Yes, Pinnacle Book Achievement Award and the Book Excellence Awards finalist out of Ontario, Canada, has won two awards. Right.
And the biggest award has to be when you listen to people who have read the book and literally turn their lives around and family members' lives around by implementing what you talk about in the book, Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness. In the book, you talk about 12 steps to heal yourself without medicine. Talk a little bit about that. I know there are some questions in the book and exactly how that works, how you guide us to being able to change our thoughts, change our attitude, and eliminate some of the illnesses that we think we have.
Okay, with any illness that is medically incurable, you have to begin to write down the date. This is number one, write down the date when your illness began. What disturbing thing occurred in your life shortly before your illness appeared? You may not have linked whatever it was to your illness, but illnesses do not just pop out of thin air. To cause an illness, this occurrence was something you felt deeply about, and your feeling was negative. What happened? What was this disturbance? That's number one. Number two, exactly how did you feel about what happened? Why didn't you like it? What words would best describe your negative feelings? Sum up your feelings in one or two precise words. Number three, use a dictionary or thesaurus to find the exact opposite positive word, the antonym to the way this upsetting event or troublesome person made you feel. Be scientific in selecting this word. Number four, how did you physically react to this situation? How did you cope? What did you do? Number five, how long after the event did your illness appear? What were your symptoms? What organs? Number six, what organs in your body does this illness affect? Number seven, what's the medical name for this illness? Number eight, what negative things or beliefs did the doctor tell you about the illness that you need to stop believing to make your healing possible? You cannot believe that you have an illness and not have it at the same time. Number nine, how does this illness make your body feel? How would you describe your pain or comfort? Number 10, begin to reprogram your thinking by canceling the negative feeling words you identified. And number two, say to yourself, which is your creative light energy, repeatedly, no more. I dispel. Whatever this is, dispel means to scatter or clear away. So you start cleaning out your mind that way. Imagine a mental trap shoot to see yourself blowing up these negative words in your mind. And number 11 and number 12. So I take the person clear through analyzing what in the world that feeling was. An illness is always caused from a negative feeling. And if you reverse the feeling, your illness will disappear. But you have to do the work. It's your mind. And nobody works in your mind but you. So you have to analyze, what did I think? You know, what did I think that caused that?
So you are able to ask the questions and guide us that far, but it's up to us in our mind to reverse the thoughts, reverse the words that will eliminate the illness we're dealing with.
Exactly. Right.
And you'll find all of that in the book, Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness, by our guest on the program, Nancy Lynn Harris. Her website, by the way, is very simple, Nancy Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, Harris.com. Information there on what all Nancy does, other books and CDs that she has available, information on ordering the book, and you can link on to her website directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I know self is very important in what you are telling us, the guide you're giving us to get through some of these difficult periods. Talk about the role of self in this process.
The way you feel about yourself is the most important thing. You have to learn to love yourself. The difference between loving yourself and hating yourself is so important. And in this book, in chapter 8, I deal with that problem. And chapter 8 was so important that I wrote, I published it as a separate book. This deals with healing dysfunction, alcoholism, mental illness, drug addiction. And that's chapter 8. And it tells you how to get well. You have to love yourself more than you hate yourself. I'm talking about a scale of 0 to 100%.
Yes.
You have to hit the 51% of loving yourself. It's not unlike an overdraft at the bank. If you're overdrawn, you have to put in a little extra love here to get back over on the positive side. But you have to hit 51% and up to be normal, where you don't need drugs, you don't need alcohol, you don't need meth. You don't need to go out and kill people because, you know, you don't need to shoot our children in schools. You don't
Yes.
need to do that because you're up on the positive side. Invasion Revealed. That's the book for chapter 8 for healing depression and mental illness.
And you'll find that at Nancy's website as well, nancylynharris.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about we're dealing with the almighty spiritual energy that we control with words we think. But as children, we're never really taught this, are we? Is this where it all begins? If we take this information as adults, get it to shape our lives, it's something we should pass on to our children as well, shouldn't we?
The body is nothing but a thermometer. We think that we're physical, special, something or others. This is just a thermometer that is registering what we're thinking. We are almighty spiritual beings, and that's invisible. That's the invisible part of us. It's the thinking part of us. It's the self. And these words that we think come down and create these illnesses if they're negative. If you could see yourself as you really are, you're like a beautiful rainbow of colors. You're gorgeous. But we don't see that in the physical realm. When your body leaves, when we pass on, that's what we become. Because we are that. That doesn't ever leave. But this is power. This is almighty power that we're thinking through. So the higher quality words that you can think, the healthier you're going to be. And that's every single thought you think. Remember, this is just a thermometer that's registering what you're doing with your thinking.
And we're just touching the surface in the short amount of time we have. You'll find it all laid out in the book, Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness, as well as other works by Nancy at her website, nancylynharris.com. And again, you can link on directly to her website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. By changing certain words you're thinking, you can control. We've talked about the health aspect of it, but you talk about wealth aspect of it as well. Tell us a little bit about that aspect, because mindset obviously is very important in that aspect of our lives as well.
Well, how do you value yourself? If you think you're not worth much, you're going to have to work pretty hard every day at your job, and you're still not going to make
Yes.
a lot of money, see? And that's the way most people live. You have to value yourself as this almighty energy. My goodness, think of yourself as the daughter or son of God. You know, what is it? The greatest, if you don't believe in God, think of it as just the energy, the greatest energy in existence. And you are the spitting image of it. It's your progenitor. I hope I'm using that word correctly. But it's you're the image of it. You are it. You're no different than it. So how high can you think of yourself? And the money just rolls in.
It's just a change of attitude, just a change of the words, because words have meaning, so the words
self.
That we use.
It's self. So it's all about self.
So
what are you doing? Yeah.
We're back to the self aspect that we talked about.
Self.
Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness. Our guest is Nancy Lynn Harris. A few minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. What's it like for you in sharing your experience in the book, in the CDs that you have available at your website, in the workshops when you're talking with people, when you see people that are dealing with physical and emotional pain, maybe thinking there's nothing that can be done. This is something they're just going to have to live with. And suddenly they realize there is an escape here, and I can feel better. I can deal with this. What's that like for you?
There are many beginners in the world. You know, at one time I was a beginner. But you have to just start thinking of yourself as much greater than you are. Much, much greater than you are. Yes, and let go of the human sense. Just know that you are pure spirit energy. It's been called Almighty. It is what you are. It is what you're thinking through. It is the thought. It's not this body. This is just a temporary register. That's all it is. But you're capable of anything and everything if you think of yourself as this almighty energy.
In the book Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness by our guest Nancy Lynn Harris, you use the word conceit and the role that plays in our lives. As we a couple of minutes left, let's talk about that at the end of the program because it's something we all can learn from.
That is so important. Conceit is mistaught. My mother taught me not to love myself as a child, and it caused me terrible problems. It caused me 9 years of depression after Michael died at age 18 in a car accident after a drug party. So what you're going to do, you know, you have to survive.
Yes.
Conceit means endowed with intelligence and imagination, favorably minded, thinking, mental activity, high estimation, ingenious, aptitude, discernment, originality, resourcefulness. The opposite word, conceitless, means lack of understanding. We need conceit. Get conceit and you're it. You're it. Whether you get it or not, you're it.
I mentioned in the beginning that the book will help us understand we live in a spiritual universe misunderstood to be physical. Is that the most difficult obstacle to overcome? As you were looking into this and trying to find your way to get through some of the problems you were dealing with in life, and when you deal with people at workshops, people that buy the books, people that come to seminars, is that the most difficult concept to understand? Because we blame things on physical, and that's really not the cause, is it?
No, never. No, it isn't. It comes gradually. You have to open your mind to something else other than the way it seems to be on this in this world.
And
we are the energy.
And you help us do that. That's why the book and all the works that you have at your website are so vital, so important to people. The book is Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illnesses. Our guest on the program is Nancy Lynn Harris. Her website is nancylynnharris.com. The book Miracles of the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness, you'll find at Amazon. You can buy it directly from Nancy's website. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll get all of the information on Nancy's website. And Lynn is Lynne. Nancy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, a very enlightening discussion. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure.
To everybody.
Thank you. Miracles Master the Art, Healing Medically Incurable Illness. The author is Nancy Lynn Harris. Information at our website, nancylynnharris.com. And, of course, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.